Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
It's 12 minutes after 10. It's a Thursday. Good morning. Welcome. It's October the 1st. Can you believe that? And also, can you believe it's been over 6 months since we've had the team in from St George's? And here we are, slightly different sort of turnout, because normally five come in and beat me up, but I've only got two this week. And we've got to say good morning to... sorry, I've forgotten your name. What's your
Kieran.
Name? I'm joking. Morning, Kieran. How are you?
Very good.
We've got lots of things to talk about. We've got six months worth, haven't we?
Yep.
So on my side of the desk, I've got some local music that I want to do. And what have we got in this hour? We've got some David A. Ballard. And also, what else? I'm going to ask you about your... because you've had an accident.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk about that, but you're all right now.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, and what have you got?
What have I got?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Lockdown.
You want to talk about lockdown?
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Lockdown and... well, I'd like to ask what your favourite music is and all that.
Okay, and you've got a gaming review as well?
Yeah, and I've got a game review.
What's the game?
Uncharted.
Uncharted, right, okay. We've got all of that to squeeze in between now and 11 o'clock, because it's slightly different. Then you clear off at 11.
Yeah.
All right, and then we bring in... who's out there waiting?
Isabel.
Isabel, right, I keep forgetting her name, because I'm sure we called her Bob before. But anyway...
can I ask what happened to the Teddy out there?
The Teddy?
Yeah.
The Teddy was... he began to put on too much weight during lockdown, so we've basically given him his own room. He is actually in the other studio, which, of course, we're not using at the moment because it's too small. So don't open the door, because he'll just fall out. Okay. Okay? That's where the Teddy is. He is safe. He's just a bit overweight. Anyway, what do you fancy? You can either have some Pilot from the 1970s, or you can have some Marshmallow featuring Demi Lovato. Go on, pick one.
Pilot.
Are you going to go for Pilot? Yep. Okay, excellent. This is Just a Smile. It's 10:15. Can you believe that was 41 years ago since that was a hit, and it still sounds great on the radio, doesn't it? It's Supertramp and Breakfast in America. Now, we've got the gang in, well, a small gang in from St George's. We've got Kieran in this hour of the show, and Kieran is back, and we've got a whole list of stuff that we're going to talk about. But you wanted to talk about lockdown.
Yeah.
Which has, of course, been quite a while since we last saw you. Obviously, you went into lockdown with everyone else. And how long was it? When did you go back to school?
Last September.
In September?
Yeah.
So you literally had a six-week holiday.
Yeah.
Although it's not been much of a holiday, is it? Because you couldn't really go far, could you?
No.
So how are you in yourself?
I'm good.
Okay. How did you, how was it during lockdown? What did you do to keep yourself busy?
We built a fish pond and a well in our garden, we did.
Is that you and your dad?
Yeah.
Was your dad off as well then?
Yeah, he was off.
So you had some, some really quality time with your parents then?
Yeah.
Because normally when we go, you know, it's all hustle and bustle, Monday to Friday, and have weekends off, and sometimes you're lucky enough to spend it with your families, you've had 6 months. And I think you either end up, not getting on with your family, or you end up pulling together and doing things making ponds and wells and things.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing it got you out of the bedroom, because you'd be in there gaming otherwise.
I don't game all the time, only when I feel like it.
Right. How many hours a day do you do gaming?
Normally two or three I do.
Okay, two or three, that's still quite a lot. But it would have been really easy to fall into the trap of, right, I've got loads of time on my hands, I'm going to do a load of gaming. So you've actually done the right thing by getting out and about and doing things. And I know you like walking as well.
Yeah.
Do you go out by yourself, or you walk as a family?
It was just me and my mum, it was.
Okay, and you and your mum go out for walks quite a lot?
Yeah.
Okay, so lockdown for you, what was the worst thing about it?
Worst thing was that we couldn't go anywhere. We had to stay at home and do all this and that, and a few months I was really, really bored and just wondering when we're allowed to be back out again.
But the good thing is, I mean, in the last 6 months as well, the weather's been really, really good, so you have been able to get outside.
Yeah.
And also there was some sadness to your lockdown as well, because you didn't get a chance to say goodbye to a few people.
Yeah.
Who's, I know one of them used to come down here and be on the course.
Yeah.
Let's go on, tell us about the lady in question.
Kaylee, that's Kaylee, that was.
Yeah. And she did, was it judo or karate she did?
I think it was actually martial arts.
It was like something like, I don't know, a jiu-jitsu or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hi-ya! So she's at college now, and obviously you'd have had that. And this is what you guys wouldn't have had. You didn't have a last day of term, did you, to say goodbye to people that were moving on. Maybe one day when all this is over, you'll have like some kind of reunion so you can do that.
I do hope that happens one day.
Good. I really hope it does. And obviously, you know, you've got a telephone number, you can give her a call and say, hey, look, how you doing, can't you? Because I know you're not on Facebook.
No.
Wise choice. What was the best thing about it then, lockdown?
The best thing was building the fish pond on that well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you get a sense of whenever you walk by it, thinking, I did that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's a lovely thing, that is. And I say, it's a, you know, we look at things the wrong way around sometimes. Yeah, okay, there's this big negative cloud above us, but there's a whole load of positivity underneath it. And that's where you come in. You know, you and your family pull together, do things and so on. And I can't stress enough, we look at the way things are at the moment, and yes, they're a little bit scary. And I think people should be a little bit scared because it keeps them on their toes. But if you remember the main things, what are the main things?
Face, hands, distance.
Yeah, space. Space, hands and face. Yeah. If you do all of those things, you can't go wrong because the numbers are incredibly low down here, and they're low because we've got brilliant things in place. People running the show know what they're doing. And the people on the Isle of Wight are adhering to the simple rules that they've been given, you know, these instructions. So it's great. Hey, look, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick song from Hi-Ho Silver Line and Jeff Beck. And we're also going to play a local track from David A. Ballard. And then we're going to come back with You've Got Your Gaming Review to do. What's the game?
Uncharted to Nathan Drake Collection.
OK, that's coming up. Stick around, listener. I love you so much it hurts. That's David A. Ballard. He's from the Isle of Wight, you know. He sent us a whole album full of tracks and we put them on the playlist. It's as simple as that. That's how it works. All you've got to do is do the same. Email ian.mac@vectusradio.fm and we will put them on that playlist and we could make stars out of you. Now, it's 25 to 11. Something we haven't had for a while is a gaming review. So over to you, Kieran.
Thank you. Hi gamers, Kieran here for your game review. This week's game is Uncharted Nathan Drake Collection. Uncharted is an adventure game similar to the Tomb Raider games. You have three games in the collection, which are Uncharted 1, Uncharted 2 and Uncharted 3. Now let's get into the game. You're a treasure hunter called Nathan Drake, who travels the world to find and explore tombs, find treasure and history about the land they're on. But you're not the only one there. There are other people exploring too, which are the bad guys attempting to find the artifact before Nathan Drake does. But Nathan also has his friends to assist him on the way. When I played this first time, I thought its story of all three games was like watching a film, and now this is my favourite PlayStation game of all time. I owe this game a 9 out of 10. This game is on PlayStation 4, and you can also buy Uncharted 1, 2 and 3 on the PS3, but you have to buy them separately since there's no collection on the PS3 version. That's all for me this week. I'll be reviewing Titan Fall next week. Stay tuned for next week. Bye.
Hey, how great does that sound? You're back.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, brilliant. Thank you for that, Kieran. We are going to bung on a tune now from Jimmy Nail, and then we're going to come out the other side with a number one from 1982. I wonder what that can be. But in the meantime, we're going to get sloppy. This is Jimmy Nail and Blue Roses.
Blue Roses.
Joe, I've said this before, I'll say it again. They're one of my favourite bands, but I hate that track. It's from an album that's brilliant, it's called Two Rye Eye, and every other track on it is fabulous, but that was just so overplayed. Every now and again it's alright though. It was number one in the summer of 1982. I was about three. Now, we've got Kieran in the studio. You're just about to disappear in a minute, but we started off by saying what's coming up on the show. We've done the gaming review.
Yeah.
And what gaming next time, what are you going to do?
Titanfall.
Titanfall? What's that? Go on, just outline that one.
I'd say, like, it's sort of like Call of Duty, but the like Transformers type. You're battling like a zone, and you have to summon your like bots, and it's basically like a multiplayer futuristic game. It's quite good, but a bit small at the same time.
Okay, so we look forward to hearing that in a wee while. Now, I also said I wanted you off air. I wanted you to help me out with a game.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what it's called. I can't remember what it's called. But there's a couple of things that I keep seeing on social media, and they're advertising these games. And one of them is they're like in these sections, and you have to pull out things, and things fall down like water or fire or oil or something. And there's one with a fish as well, and the fish is swimming, and you have to pull out these prongs, and the fish can carry on swimming, or it gets eaten by the shark. I love those kind of games. Can you recommend one? Ones that won't make you sort of think, rather than... Do you know what I mean? That would be so... Like little puzzles that don't last too long, because I haven't got the attention span.
I know what you mean. I've seen like those games, but I don't know any... Which are called like those type.
Can you do some research then?
Yeah, I'll do some research.
Because you're the man to do it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'd be good.
We also mentioned the fact that you've got a bicycle, and you come off it. You've had an accident recently.
Yeah.
And it was quite serious, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But you're all right now.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Well, it was on the bikes at school we were. Then we got told to put them away. Then when I came off the bike, I was feeling a bit dizzy. Then I told Marion, and I got lied on the ground, and I'd say my chest here was getting really painful. It was, and
wow,
yeah,
and scary,
then, yeah,
scary stuff. But you're all right now.
Yeah, it's all fine now.
Okay, but it wasn't a case you had an accident on your bike, is that right?
No, I didn't have an accident.
Oh, right, because there I was. We were talking off air about if you've got a bike, everyone's fallen off their bike, and you looked at me and I thought, I'm not sure he has. Have you ever fallen off your bike?
No,
that's what I thought. But then you had this. We talked about the bike and we talked about the incident and so on. But you're fine now, which is great. It's kind of scary stuff when things happen, yeah, that you don't know. You know, why is this happening? I got the other night and I had stomachache. I thought, don't get stomachache. That's the sort of thing you get when you're about 15 and don't want to go to school. Isn't it? Hey, look, it's great to have you back, and yeah, the rest of the team as well. What lessons have you got when you go back to school?
We've got maths and English.
Maths and English?
Yes.
Is that two subjects that you like?
I don't mind them.
Which was the ones that you didn't like? Was it PE?
Yes.
That's the one. Do you do PE now?
No.
Because you're like, is it sixth form, yeah, you're in? Okay, and you're in sixth form until how long?
I might leave this year or next year, not too sure. I'll decide near the time.
So you mean this year, meaning next July?
Yeah.
But you then beyond July, you can stay on for another year if you want?
Yeah, one more.
Okay. Would you? I mean, then how long would you have been at St George's School if you stay the whole time?
Hold on.
Five, six years?
Seven years.
7 years, yes. You would have been at one school. Yeah. Wow. Do you know what? I went to Barton, Boneheads, all those years ago. I was there for 4 years. I went to Downside for 4 years, which is now Barton, which is confusing. And then Medina, 3 years. No, 7 years stay. That would have been so boring, staying in the same school for 7 years. But hey, look, you've had a six-month break.
Yeah.
Okay, really good to see you. Stay safe. What's the plan? What are we got to do to stay safe?
Face, hands and distance.
Exactly. And don't we ever be afraid to tell people that.